Could you recap what happened at Soldier Field as a player when the clock goes out and what that kind of adjustment was like in game?
You know, that situation is pretty tough, especially being in a two-minute situation. You don't really have an understanding of how much time is left, you know. But, you know, I have to understand down and distance at the same time. But with the clock being off, it's hard to operate sometimes because after every completion, you want to know how much time is left on the clock and, you know, want to know what to do, whether you're going to clock the ball or you're going to line up and run a play. But, you know, it was a situation that we could learn from and, you know, hopefully be better next time.
Hard to believe that happens at an NFL stadium.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy, but like I said, it happened, and we can't go back now. We have to continue to move forward.
And Teddy, what are some of the just nuances and little things that you've been able to pick up now that you've started a few games in a row?
Well, I know that each week is going to be tough to win in this league. Games sometimes come down to the wire, and we've been experiencing that here, where we've had to go down and kick a field goal to go into overtime, or put together a two-minute drive to win a football game. So each week you're going to get your opponent's best, and it's very tough to win in this league consistently.
As a young quarterback, what, if anything, can you learn from the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, and what do you think of him?
Well, you know, I can learn a lot from Aaron, being a young guy, and you know, he's been playing some great football this year. You talk about 28 touchdowns and 3 interceptions with a passer rating of 120. That's off the charts. And, you know, I can learn, you know, every time I watch him, he's just out there spinning it. And he's in full command of his team. And I've been a huge fan of Brett Favre also. You know, I know that there's some legacy there in the quarterback position, and Aaron is just filling in for the next guy. So, it's pretty cool watching them, and it's going to be exciting playing against them.
Well, we talked to Coach Zimmer a little while ago, and he said that you've done a great job of taking care of the ball, and the next step for you is making more plays. I guess, how do you take that next step?
You have to continue to be aggressive, but at the same time, be smart. And you have to take what the defense is giving you. And I'm continuing to learn that this game is all about getting completions and moving the sticks. So I have to continue to do a better job of understanding, you know, down and distance or situations that we're in, and executing what's been next for me to do.
Teddy, what are some of the benefits and challenges of playing right away as a rookie quarterback in this league?
The benefits are, you know, you get to live out your dream, you know, early, and you get to get a feel for the game right away. So you get to see what it's like to play a full NFL season, get to see what it's like to game plan and, you know, prepare for opponents each week. And, you know, the only downside, I would say, there isn't really one, but just the season is much longer than a college season. You know, right now we're in week 11 for us. This is the 11th game for us, but week 12 of the season. And in college, I think I played about 12 games. So I've been learning from some of the veteran guys on the team how to withstand and maintain my health and take care of my body throughout the course of this long season.
You know, one of the things that Rodgers has said about rookies is they have a moment where they find out that they belong. Have you had a moment like that where it kind of struck you that, hey, that you're good enough for all this?
I think I've had my moment. I don't remember when, but you know, I have a great group of guys here on this team, and they help me out, whether it's on the football field or outside of the locker room. So, you know, with that help from those guys, it just told me that, hey, I do belong here. And whether it's on the football field, those guys make plays and make the game easier for me or make the game slow down for me. And outside of football, you know, they help me transition and understand what I'm doing right now.
Hey, Teddy, just with the situation with Adrian just this week, what kind of impact has that had on you guys, and has that been a distraction all going into this one?
You know, we're just going to have to continue to prepare without Adrian. We've won a game with Adrian this year, and this organization has won games with Adrian, and you know, we've lost some games with Adrian. So we've won with him, and we've won without him. But, you know, it's going to be We've had two guys this year who stepped up, and when their numbers have been called, whether it's Jarek or Matt, and those guys have been making plays for us. And we know that, and from what I've heard, Adrian is a great guy, great teammate, and you know, but it's out of our hands. So we're just going to have to continue to prepare without him.
You know, is it fun? You kind of feel like you're building something there. I mean, you're obviously a young guy. McKinnon's a young guy. You know, Cordarrelle's a young guy. Do you feel like you're got a young nucleus? Is it kind of exciting to be building together like that?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting when you mix the young guys with the veteran guys that we have here. You know, the veteran guys have been great leaders on this team and great mentors to us young guys, such as, you know, Jarek and myself, and whether it's Anthony Barr or Scott Critton, you know, on the defense side of the ball. So, you know, when you mix together, you know, the youth with the experience, you know, it's pretty exciting because you never know what to expect. You know, we have a great group of guys here, and we all lean on each other.
How do you think your declaration skills will be put to the test, the way they're moving Clay around and Peppers around?
Well, you know, we have to just know where those guys are at all times. You know, those guys have been playing great football this year, along with AJ Hall. You know, those guys have combined for, I believe, 10 sacks together. So, you know, we have to understand where they are on the field. We know that Green Bay is playing some great football right now, and you know, they're one of the best teams in the league right now. So we know that's going to be a challenge, but you know, that's one that we're up for.
Do you guys want Adrian Peterson back on the team, back in the locker room?
We would love to have him. You know, from what I've heard, he's a great teammate. And from my short period of time with him, he's a great guy. And he's a great mentor. You know, but like I said, that's something that's out of our hands right now. We have to continue to just focus on, you know, what we have right now and winning these next couple games.
No, you just asked about the blitz a minute ago. Have you sensed that defenses have done that a lot to you, just to kind of, quote-unquote, test the young guy? And how do you think you've adapted to that?
I think we've been doing a great job. We've made some improvements over the past couple weeks in protecting the quarterback, whereas it's, you know, me getting rid of the football faster. The offensive line has been playing great, and the wideouts have been doing a great job in the passing game of understanding the concepts and route running. So, you know, for me, I have to continue to just, you know, trust my teammates, and I think over the past couple weeks, though, we've been doing a better job.